I'd like to reconvene the meeting, please. Okay, we're reconvening the meeting at approximately 11:50 after our short break. I've been requested to move item 11 forward, so I'm doing that. So the next item on the agenda will be item 11 taken out of order.
Yes, Commissioners. Item 11 is historic cultural monument designation for the N.F. Stokes residence located at 1905 Grace Avenue. The staff recommendation is that the commission declare the property an historic cultural monument and find that the N.F. Stokes residence embodies the distinguishing characteristics of an architectural type specimen inherently valuable for a study of a period style or method of construction as a very intact example of the neoclassical revival style applied on a single-family residence in Hollywood. And Lynette Schwartz and Elizabeth Cannon are here to recap, and Christy McAvoy to recap the nomination and maybe show some more photographs. Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood, Commissioners. Thank you for having us. The full range of issues today. Hollywood Heritage is pleased to put forth this nomination, and thankfully you took it under consideration a while back. We have slightly amplified our presentation, but we have many neighbors and friends here today who wish to speak on behalf of the nomination, so we will try to make this brief and then have you have questions for us if need be. This is 1905 Grace, as Lambert expected. Excuse me, I'm here. An example of early neoclassical revival architecture in Hollywood. It sits at the foot of Whitley Heights and HPOZ and actually is in the neighborhood of three or four monuments along Franklin, apartment houses and other things that have been designated by the commission. Here is it is part of the Hollywood Ocean View tract, a very early tract of Hollywood designed by a Hollywood pioneer, H.J. Whitley. And in the 1913 Sanborn, you can see that the lot where 1905 Grace sits is vacant. The also known as the Stokes residence, we have another context map here. This is the assessor's map, and the red dots, Whitley Heights is shown there in yellow, the HPOZ. The red dots are the monuments which do surround Grace in the context of Franklin Avenue. To your right is the Cahuenga Pass, a major thoroughfare from Hollywood historically, where important buildings were built and, of course, where people passed every day. And to your left is Highland Avenue. Again, just a couple of the context statements. We have a small house built after 1905 Grace for Mrs. Minnie Stokes that was just down the street. The El Cabrillo apartments sit across kitty corner across. We also have an acknowledged number of neoclassical and American colonial revival houses, and we're going to speak to that context in terms of why we believe that 1905 Grace deserves to be considered as a monument. Hollywood Heritage acknowledges that we do have a number of American Colonial Revival houses in Hollywood identified by Survey LA. However, we do not have a lot that have been designated so far. The Stokes residence was constructed in 1917. Its builder and original resident was Naldo F. Stokes. He worked a great deal with an architect you may be familiar with named Frank Tyler. Tyler's name does not appear on this structure, but there are obvious similarities that the builder decided to capture for himself. It is two bedrooms, 2,300 square feet, four bedrooms, two baths. Elizabeth is going to walk you through the exterior and interior character defining features of the project to refresh your memory and a couple of you have not seen the house.
My name's Elizabeth Cannon. I prepared the application, and we know that you guys have seen these pictures before, but we just wanted to refresh your memory on all the details that are on the exterior and interior of the house. Here's a close-up of the front door, and you can see there's lots of ornamentation around the windows and around the doors and the columns. Here's another detail of a stained glass window. And you can see in the back the dentils under the roof. This is the rear facade of the house. And on the interior, it's still very much intact, and you can see all the original woodwork and cabinetry. There's also really nice cove ceilings and a really grand entry door. And the first floor, the wood and the cabinetry is consistent throughout. There's also original fireplaces on the first floor. And you can also see more original cabinetry in the dining room. And then this is on the second floor. You can see, again, the original fireplace and the same colors of wood and style. And also the roof. And then also we wanted to point out that the Stokes were known in Hollywood and that Naldo was a prominent builder. You can see that there are three different houses he built on Raymond Avenue that were all called out as being great homes and that they were for sale, and these are the first three he built in Los Angeles. And then he lived on 28th Street in a house that he also built, and you can see in the society pages that him and his wife were entertaining there. This house is demolished now. And he kind of moved around from neighborhood to neighborhood in what was the nicest area at the time, and so you can also see he lived in a house on Hillside here, which is now also demolished, but when he sold it, it was one of the largest sales in Hollywood. And we wanted to point out that he worked several times with architect Frank Tyler. And he also worked on the street on Franklin Avenue from his home on Grace, so he definitely moved around Los Angeles, and at the time of Grace Avenue, he was working in the area. And one of the other extant examples of his work is on Oxford, and you can see it's similar to Grace, but it's in a very different condition, and it does not have the same ornamentation as his work on Grace Avenue. And this house and Grace Avenue are one of two or three that are left out of all the homes he built, as you can see here.
We also wanted to address the idea of the fact that there are similar properties in Los Angeles. And yes, there are. Survey LA has done a great job of identifying a number of properties that are similar to 1905 Grace that don't have the Hollywood context, because Hollywood really does operate as a separate neighborhood, even though it was subsumed into the city of Los Angeles in 1910. We have a slightly separate culture. This one on Albany is a nice older example. It is a good example, but it doesn't have the same residential context as Hollywood, and it is a duplex conversion. Here's another altered example elsewhere in the city, again, not quite the same residential context, and another conversion. That's happened, of course, to many of these, many of the examples of the good examples of this particular type of architecture, because it was an upper middle class style in a time when people had a lot of money, but subsequently a lot of these places have been cut up into apartments. So again, here's one on Van Buren, very similar, but a duplex. In summary, we believe that 1905 Grace obviously meets the criteria for listing, that it is the notable work of a builder who, there may be some question about whether or not he's a master builder. He was a very contributing builder, worked with a number of architects, particularly Tyler, did put his stamp on the city, and was representational of the kind of builder who moved around, enhanced the environment, and then left notable examples. And again, it has been identified as part of Survey LA and as a notable example of a pre-1920 major residence in the Hollywood foothills. That will conclude our presentation. We have other members of the organization and neighbors who wish to speak.
Any questions, commissioners? I'd like to call Michael Mossman and Adam Rapier and Margarita
Bolner.
My name is Dr. Margarita Jarabek. I'm the Director of Historic Resources with PCR in Santa Monica. I have with me Adam Rajpur, who has assisted me on this presentation. He is an intern in our department and meets the Secretary of Interior standard, professional qualification standards in history, architectural history, and historic architecture.
Could you speak up, please?
Okay, sorry. And then we have Michael Mossman, who's the owner's representative.
Is that mic working for everybody in the back?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the good mic, actually.
All right.
You can speak up a little bit. It would be helpful.
Or just take a minute to pull up our presentation. So PCR was commissioned to do a peer review of the nomination and conduct a site visit and some research into the Stokes residence. We were commissioned at a time when we didn't have enough time to prepare a full report. So we were retained on June 8th, and our investigation focused on whether or not, in our opinion, the resource is individually eligible as a historical resource.
Okay, thank you, Commissioners. Again, my name is Adam Rajpur, and I wanted to start off by showing a satellite photograph that presents the context of the Stokes residence, and I'd like to very quickly point out a multifamily residential high-rise that wraps around the property from the north and from the west. And I'd also like to point out three houses that survive from the period of the Stokes residence along Franklin Avenue. And I'll be visiting those later, so I wanted to present those. And this is the multifamily high-rise building that I just mentioned. It sits on the adjacent lot, and we believe that it has eroded the context of the Stokes residence. The L-shaped building dominates the building from the north and the west, as I showed in the satellite photograph. Our review of available building permits shows that the property has not undergone any significant alterations since its construction. And definitely, overall, the residence retains integrity as an example of the neoclassical revival style. However, it does show signs of deterioration on the exterior, and this is apparent especially on the south elevation or the side elevation, and also on the rear or the west elevation. And our review of both primary and secondary sources yielded very limited information about Naldo F. Stokes and his career. We know that he was born in Pennsylvania in 1866, and that he was a Los Angeles-based contractor who had a relatively successful practice and was fairly visible in the social context of the city. And we know that he built 1905 Grace as his own residence, where he lived with his wife, Minnie, and that in 1916, he built a neoclassical revival residence shown on the bottom left, which is virtually identical to 1905 Grace Avenue. So we, based on our research, do not regard Stokes as a master builder. As far as we know, he oversaw the construction of only a few residents in the LA area, and accordingly, we believe that he has had a limited impact on the city's history and development. A point that I want to make is that the historic cultural monument application for the N.F. Stokes residence states, and I quote, "In the various news articles promoting his business, Stokes lists his address at 1905 Grace, indicating that the home was also used as an example of the quality of his work," end quote. And we have not found sufficient evidence to substantiate this claim. The contractor appears to have used various addresses throughout his career in the LA City directories. This is certainly the case. And we also found this to be true in period publications, for example, the Southwest Contractor and Manufacturer. Note, for example, Stokes' use of the address 6561 Franklin Avenue in the excerpt on the lower left. This is 3 years after 1905 Grace Avenue, and it's curious why he would be using this address after the Stokes residence was erected, if indeed he regarded that as a showcase of his work. So the Stokes residence represents an early phase of the neoclassical revival from 1900 to 1920 approximately, and the building certainly has character-defining features that are associated with the style: strong symmetry, a full-height central porch supported by columns. We see a moderately overhanging hipped roof with boxed eaves, rectangular windows with double-hung sashes, doors and windows both with decorative surrounds. And the Stokes residence certainly has these, as I've said. However, there are numerous residences in the LA area that meet eligibility standards as significant representations of the neoclassical revival, and here are a few early examples. And accepting the residence on the lower right, we believe that these residences are better representations of the style than 1905 Grace. And the reason why we say this is because their facade compositions are well balanced. They convey an overall sense of harmony, and this is really important to the neoclassical revival, this idea of proportioning and harmony. Meanwhile, the Stokes residence, we feel, is awkwardly proportioned, and you see this in the over-dominating scale of the front porch. And we included the example on the lower right to show its strong resemblance to the Stokes residence, and it was built a year later. So the Stokes residence is perhaps part of a type that you do see throughout LA. And then here are some early 20th century other examples, churches and banks. So the ornamentation at the Stokes residence is concentrated only on the front elevation, and character-defining features such as decorative windows, door surrounds, columns, brackets, etc., are still extant. However, if you look at them closely and compare them to other residences, we really feel that the craftsmanship, the workmanship, the architectural detailing is not of exceptional quality by any means. What I just said basically is also relevant to the interior of the building. The floors, the ceilings are plain. They certainly photograph well, but if you look closely, they're not of exceptional quality, and this is something that I wanted to emphasize as well. So in closing, the N.F. Stokes residence retains integrity, certainly, as an example of the neoclassical revival style. However, there are a few reasons why we believe the property does not appear to rise to the threshold of significance. First, there are numerous other residences in the LA area that meet eligibility standards as significant representations of the neoclassical revival. Second, there are better examples of the style in the LA area, such as the three neoclassical revival residences shown earlier in this presentation. And the facade compositions of those examples, as I mentioned, are well balanced. They convey a sense of harmony, whereas the Stokes residence, as I pointed out, has somewhat of an awkward proportioning. And this might indicate Stokes, you know, the fact that he might not have had a well-grounded take on this and design sensibilities. And third, the materials, workmanship, and architectural detailing, both on the interior and the exterior, are not of exceptional quality in our opinion. And fourth, having built only a few residences in the LA area, we do not regard him as a master builder, and we do not feel that he has a significant impact on the city's history and development. Fifth, the Stokes residence does not appear to be particularly innovative. It is virtually identical to 339 South Oxford Avenue, built by Stokes a year earlier, and it's similar in appearance to other neoclassical revival residences in LA. I showed an example of that. And sixth, single-family homes from the period are still extant in the neighborhood. We see these along Franklin Avenue. There's actually three residences. However, the context of the Stokes residence has been eroded by the L-shaped multifamily high-rise constructed on the adjacent lot in 1990 that now dominates the property from the north and the west. So for these reasons, we feel that the property may not be eligible as a significant example of the neoclassical revival style. Thank you.
So we understand that the commission is potentially taking this property under consideration, and we thought we would share our initial preliminary findings with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions, Commissioner?
Commissioners, just to clarify, this is actually not the under consideration hearing. This is the final determination hearing for the commission.
Oh, sorry, that was a different property. Sorry. Okay, so we were commissioned to peer review the nomination, and this was our evaluation of significance for the property. So please bear that in mind as you consider this property. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions, commissioners? Okay.
Commissioners, just to reiterate the staff recommendation, since there was talk about a number of potential criteria here, the staff was recommending designation based on meeting one of the historic cultural monument criteria, that this is a very intact example of the neoclassical revival style applied to a single-family residence in Hollywood. So it's based on this being an excellent example of the architectural style, not on associations with Mr. Stokes as a master builder, designer, or any other historic associations, and that is consistent with the Survey LA findings as well, which found it eligible based on that context.
Okay, thank you. One comment I have is that our commission, I can't request that Lambert and staff go out and find the best examples of colonial revival and bring them to the commission. We are subject to having applications brought to us and reviewing those applications based on merit. And so although there may be greater, more wonderful colonial revival buildings out there, we don't know about them because we haven't been brought applications for them. So anyway, I have a few people to speak. So I'd like to call them forward, please. Ronnie Brosnell. Carl Peter thank you. And Brian Dyer. And Susan Winsberg. Please.
Hi. my name is Ronnie Braswell, and I am a resident of 1905 Grace Avenue. And just the thought of somebody wanting to tear down a house with that much history and character is, I can't even wrap my mind around that. You look in that neighborhood and you see all these high-rise buildings and apartments, condos, and then 1905 Grace Avenue, what is known to us as a chaplain house. It's not just a place for us to, it's not just our home, it brings us together. My housemates and I, we are a family of artists, musicians, actors. We represent Hollywood. The house has character. You watch people. We sit on the front porch and we watch people walk by, and people can't walk by without looking at the house and with admiration. It's just, it would be a shame to see it go. It represents Hollywood. It has all this history. It adds a good vibe to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir.
Yes, my name's Carl Peter Rapaldi. I reside at 6826 Iris Circle. I'm the environmental chair on the Hollywood Hills West Neighborhood Council. I also reside in Area 3 of the Hollywood Hills Neighborhood Council, and I support the monument determination on this building. I think architecturally it's been demonstrated that it retains its integrity, both inside and out, and although the owners representatives criticized its proportions, they declined to exhibit it while they were doing that. Hopefully you took note of that. I fully support the monument status determination of this building within the Whitley Heights Neighborhood Association where I reside. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Susan Winsberg. I live on the southwest corner of Franklin and Grace, and I have had the honor for 25 years of my residing there to live right across the street from this majestic house that I've been very proud of and felt that it gave me a sense of the historic context of the Hollywood that I live in. It seems very wrong-headed to me to think that because there are other such buildings in LA, that this one is expendable, because this is our example of this historic style. And it's beautiful, it's inspiring, it's evocative, it's charming. It's so many things. So it happens to be next door to an ugly apartment building. And therefore, it should become an ugly apartment building? I don't really get that. Anyway, our street is heavily trafficked, especially during Hollywood Bowl season, often at a crawl. And everyone sees this beautiful building, and it represents Hollywood at its finest in its historic context. And it would be tragic to me if it were brought down. Just a crime, really. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brian Dyer. I am the Area 3 Committee Chair for the Hollywood Hills West Neighborhood Council. I'm not speaking on their behalf, but this is my area. One thing I would like to point out is none of the pictures showed the context where this house sits. They only showed, including Hollywood Heritage, they only showed the large high-rise behind it. Grace Avenue, immediately to the south, actually has the entire era of Hollywood and its history in its buildings. So we go from 1917 into up into modern day. Joan Crawford lived in the area. Carol Burnett was raised in the Ardmore down on Yucca Street. If we lose 1917, it's basically pulling the plug on Hollywood's history, and it will go. Our street has a lot of filming done for historical context. And if you look up Grace, you see the way Grace is situated. It's offset a little bit. You see the Victorian. And it would be a shame to lose that ability to film as well. Thank you.
Okay, I have some more speakers. Stacy Dunham, Lynette Schwartz, Ann Gockin, and Michael Ross.
Should we go in order that you called us? Or
no, I want to go in order okay. That you're from.
First, I would like to thank all of you, and thank you so much, Hollywood Heritage. I belong to the Hollywood Y for years.
Could you state your name, ma'am?
I'm Annie Gagan, and I'm from Whitley Heights, and I'm also youth chair in Hollywood Hills West Neighborhood Council. But as we enter the Hollywood Y, the first name in gold that we see is Christy McAvoy, and she and John Gerardo are our angels. It has been said that there are other buildings, homes as this one in the Los Angeles area. This is Hollywood. I am here for Hollywood. I shot a film in historic homes. I've shot commercials in historic films downtown, Adams Avenue, that whole area. The inside look very much like these. They are beautifully restored. It is time for us to fight for saving the history of Hollywood. We are losing so much of it on Hollywood Boulevard. This is not news to any of you. We are in jeopardy of losing the historic cultural monument, the wonderful, beautiful Warner Pacific Theater. Again, and campaign contributions, and the developer wants to demo it. We have to do what we can to save this history. As youth chair, I speak for the families in Hollywood and the children who are learning Hollywood history and LA history in schools. They will have nothing, no reference point to what was here before. It's very important to save Hollywood history, and this building is part of it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stacia Dunham. I'm also a member, resident of Whitley Heights. I moved to LA 8 years ago, and I chose Hollywood as my home. I chose it for its history. I chose it for its beautiful pre-war architecture. And I am very proud to live in Whitley Heights, all the beautiful homes there, the history. Many famous stars, Carol Lombard, a few other people mentioned, Rudolph Valentino used to own the house across the street from me. And it would be really sad to see the beautiful Whitley Heights neighborhood destroyed. It's mostly homes, and we're all here fighting to preserve what's beautiful about LA and what we love about living here.
Thank you.
My name is Lynette Schwartz, and I'm representing Hollywood Heritage. There's one statement I wanted to make in response to the presentation by PCR, that Hollywood Heritage stands behind their statements and does not feel that they're misleading. Having said that, I've done some additional research, and I wanted to point out that, like the President, Mr. Barron, said, we have to bring the applications to you. And the statistics show that there are only 3 single-family residence neoclassical-style HCMs in Los Angeles. Of those, the neighborhoods that they're in are Hancock Park and Mount Washington. Of the neoclassical revival styles that the report showed in opposition, they are all in the Pico Union area, and one is in Adams Normandy, and none of these are HCMs. So while they're pointing out that there's other examples, none of them have been brought to you, and you haven't had a chance to see them. We have done that for you, and we feel that this has the integrity and is the only one in Hollywood. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Sir?
Good day, Commissioners. My name is Michael Ross, and I live at 1905 Grace Avenue. And I feel that today you have the enviable opportunity to make a statement about the future of this city and the past at the same time. The Naldo Stokes residence, the historically relevant property, helps define and stabilize the Whitley Heights neighborhood and aligns itself positively with that neighborhood as it emerges for younger residents, those who otherwise would have little or no affinity for or understanding of what that neighborhood used to be. 1905 Grace is a notable work that defines what may be the last remaining fully intact example of Naldo Stokes' work and helps define an architectural era. And it would be a shame to see it go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have some more speakers. Jim Gorhan, Travis Fear, Jim Fletcher, and Janet Carper.
I'm Jim Gagan. I live at Whitley Terrace, about 400 yards north of this house. Our house was built 5 years after this house in 1922. My home is at the intersection of Whitley Avenue, Whitley Terrace, and Grace. It's a five-way intersection. I spend Saturdays in the garage mainly giving people directions who are lost, and also walking groups come by about once a month. I'm deeply, deeply proud of my neighborhood, and I come out of the garage and I tell people who lived in my house, and Artie Shaw had composed in here, and the fabulously beautiful women he married and all what have you. And I tell them who lived in all the other homes, too. My daughter asks me why I bore her with details about plumbing and plaster in our almost 100-year-old house. And I said to her, we don't own this house. We're the caretakers of this house, and someday you'll be the caretaker of this house. No one owns a house. You take care of them, especially one that's almost 100 years old. This is a beautiful house, and I ask you guys to take care of it. Let's not rip it down because it's next to an ugly building. Let's take care of this beautiful old house. Thank you.
Hello, Commissioners. My name is Travis Fear. I live at 1905 Grace Avenue. I want to talk about the actual Whitley Heights itself. It is the oldest Hollywood Hills neighborhood where many, many stars have lived, many, many stars have passed through there. Really, anything in that neighborhood should be historic. It is the first vestige of Hollywood. And I believe that all the buildings that are still standing there have relevance to Hollywood. It would be a shame that if they did take it down, because people like Judy Garland, Ernest Hemingway, the other celebrities and famous people that built Hollywood have been in this area. I really do believe that it is important to keep our Hollywood heritage alive. Thank you.
Jane Fletcher, 810 North Occidental Boulevard in LA, but I used to live about 10 years in Hollywood, and I also was a librarian. I just retired for UCLA Special Collections, which had a lot of architects come in and look at our architectural drawings or old pictures of places that are long lost now in LA. And of course, when I first came down here in 1980, the first thing I noticed is how many people decried the fact that LA just didn't care about its old architecture and just got rid of things. And I understood that people were going to be keeping these. The trend was going to be that people were keeping them more. The thing about this house is it is rare. I mean, I used to run around the neighborhood as a marathoner. I had to run a lot. I have not all over all the neighborhoods I've lived in. I've run a lot, not seen much like that. But that house alone is great. But the interior, I think, is something that's really great. And a lot of the old houses in L.A., you know, show good interiors, and that's something that shouldn't be lost.
Janet Carper. I'm here in support of my fellow Hollywood residents. In terms of the presentation that mentioned that it was, that cast some doubt as to why the architect had used a different address, I just wanted to say that the founder of Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill also had borrowed a fellow architect's New York address when he was first starting out, because it was assumed by a client that he, of course, had a New York office, and he didn't. So who knows what the circumstances were? I don't think that's enough of a debate item. Also, when I walk around Hollywood, which I do in the evenings, it's the beautiful old houses that make me feel good. It's not that, you know, I love knowing that Samuel Goldmeyer lived in this beautiful old house, and I have to only imagine what Betty Davis's house must have looked at, because now it has a big box, and we can't let that happen to the rest of Hollywood. Thank you very much. Oh, I wanted to say, people die, but houses stay, and they are like the grandparents.
Okay,
can't
thank
just
you.
Get rid of them because they're old.
Thank you. I have some. I have several more speakers: Jeffrey Lichtman, Jason Shira, John Zachary Patesco, and Jason Fine. Did I lose somebody?
Jason's not present. He had to go to an appointment.
Jason had to leave?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about Michael Monet?
Yeah, Michael.
Michael, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Michael Moret. I'm resident of 1905 as well. And I would like to speak in behalf of the beauty. I think it's a moral duty to preserve the beauty that is left in this planet, and I don't know how you feel about building another condo, having 30 families in the space that is just supposed to be for 10 people. I think it's not the best idea, speaking in behalf of the ecology. Also, we don't need more condos. I think we have a moral duty as a...
Let me stop you. The discussion really isn't about whether we need more condos or not, or less condos. The discussion here today is about whether this house is significant historically.
It's significant historically. It's beautiful. And, well, I'm just speaking in the future. If they tear down this house, what they're going to build is more buildings. So I think let's preserve the history left we have it behind, and that's it, no?
Thank you.
I'm Jason Fine. I reside at 1905 Grace Avenue, and I've lived in Hollywood my whole life, born and raised, and I've seen this house since I was a little kid. I've seen Hollywood get torn down and all the mom-and-pop shops get torn down, and I don't want to see this house go. I lived across the street from it 7 years ago, and I loved that house, just seeing it. And when I saw that it was available, you know, I jumped on it, and now I live there. And now hearing that it's going to be torn down is a little bit disappointing. So, you know, I don't think we should shoot the right white rhino to put a condo up there. That's all.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey Lichtman, and I'm a resident at 1905. I believe it should be a historic monument. It's the only house I've seen in Hollywood. I've lived in Hollywood, of its kind. I've lived in Hollywood for 5 years, and I've hiked all the Los Feliz and Hollywood Hills, and there's really none like it, especially the way it's positioned on Franklin Avenue for all the people who walk to the Hollywood Bowl to see, and who else, a lot of people on an everyday basis. As a caretaker of the property, we polish the floors twice a month. We make sure the landscaping is kept up, and we always make sure the house is protected and safe and take care of the plumbing and et cetera. So I do believe it should be a historic monument, absolutely. As a young citizen of Los Angeles, I see huge value in the geometry of the building and how it inspires thousands to millions. Thank you.
Hi, my name is John Zachary Pechko, and I too am a resident at 1905 Grace Avenue, and there's really not much more I can say that hasn't already been said. I concur with everything. Being a resident there, having moved from New Jersey, people ask me, what kind of apartment do you live in? And I get to tell them I live in this wonderful old school home, and I always get the same reaction of awe. And it's something that I can't even fathom getting rid of for any other reason. This is something I concur with everyone has said, and that's my vote. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have one more speaker, John Girardo.
John Girardo, chair of the Hollywood Heritage Preservation Issues Committee, and also a board member of the Whitley Heights Civic Association, which also gives their support to designation of 1905 Grace Avenue as a historic cultural monument. Responding to multiple points of outreach from neighborhood stakeholders, Hollywood Heritage prepared the N.F. Stokes residence nomination. A coalition of support was formed. Therefore, the Board of Directors of Hollywood Heritage, its membership, the Hollywood Hills West Neighborhood Council Area 3 stakeholders, the Whitley Heights Civic Association, and concerned residents all urge you to designate the N.F. Stokes residence as a City of Los Angeles Historic Cultural Monument. Thank you.
Renee, I notice you don't have a speaker card.
That's correct.
You want to speak anyway?
Renee Weitzer for Councilman David Rue. The reason why I did not put a speaker card in, because this was really handled with the previous council member, and the fact is that today is the day you vote and not take it under consideration, and I feel that we did not have sufficient information, and we leave it up to you professionals to make that decision.
Okay, thank you for speaking, Renee.
Thank you.
Okay, is everybody who wanted to speak? Well, did you speak? Are there any dangling people out there? Did you not speak, sir?
No, I did not. I'm John Campbell.
Come forward. Please fill out a speaker card before you leave, okay?
I promise I will. John Campbell representing Save Residential Hollywood, and I just wanted to say that we too support the designation of this property. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, my name's Connie Winsberg. Right now I'm at 2046 Hightower, but I did live across the street from that building for on and off for about 15 years. It's a stunning building. It's truly visible, like people have been saying, every time you go to the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, it gets tons of exposure. And the fact that it hasn't been divided up, I think, is really significant. There may be a few other samples of this style of architecture, but this is intact. It hasn't been broken up into two apartments, and I think that's hugely significant. And it would absolutely change the whole neighborhood if that building was torn down, because the beauty of it, there's land, it's the architecture, it's really an eye stopper, and it's really, we want to keep it. We want to keep it.
Okay, thank you. Please fill out a speaker card.
Okay.
Barry, I think you toured the building?
Yes.
You have any comments?
Well, Commissioner Scarfano and I toured the building, and she, in fact, sent in an email.
Yes, I have.
Sort of represented
her comments.
And I'll add on to that.
Okay, later. You have her comments?
I do. I can read them here. On May 12th, Lambert, Barry, and I visited the Stokes residence located on Franklin and Grace in Hollywood. The east and south facades are excellent examples of the neoclassical revival style. It appears that the original design focus was to address Franklin and Grace Avenues, and the other facades were probably less in the public view. The north and west facade are less significant important elevations. The interior of the living room has very intact woodwork, details, paneling, molding, and built-ins, but this was the most significant room on the interior. The floors are hardwood and in good condition. the rest of the first floor spaces, such as the kitchen and bath, appear as they have been modified and altered. The second floor, we were not able to view the bathroom and a few of the bedrooms, but from what we viewed, the second floor did not seem to be architecturally significant. I would recommend that we consider the exterior facades only as a cultural landmark and not include the interior. That's Commissioner Scrofano's comments.
Yeah, I want to just elaborate on that a little bit, because I think you can see it somewhat in the photographs we took that day. I appreciate that Hollywood Heritage had photographs of the building when it was empty, because it really does show the detail that remains, especially on the first floor. The bedrooms in the second floor and some of the rooms on the first floor were so packed with occupants, beds, and their possessions. You can see in some of these photographs, it was really hard to tell. So I think that Commissioner Scarfano's comments about the interior should be taken in the context of the details, which we've been shown in some of the other photographs, were hard to see. I just want to raise one comment to, the residents there now, and going back to a comment that one of the public made of, you are caretakers of this house, and I appreciate that you appreciate how beautiful this house is, its underlying bones and structure. I would sort of urge you to act as caretakers, because it's so heavily used. It wasn't designed for occupancy by a large number of people, even though it is not subdivided into a duplex. It's being used well beyond what its capacity is as a house. So I put if this gets designation, I think the onus goes on to the current occupants and the current owner to act as caretakers. One other comment I want to make relative to the presentation by PCR, which I find particularly specious, is if the erosion of context is a disqualification for designation, then I think there are a lot of buildings in jeopardy in the city, and someone better get out there and start nominating them real fast. I think in this particular case, the fact that the context is eroded makes it all the more important that the remaining pieces of context be maintained.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. Commissioner Bernard, do you have any comment?
Yeah, I unfortunately, because of our policy, we were not able to tour. So I thank you, Commissioner Miloski and Scarfano, for their comments. Excuse me, but I think it's easier if you see that property in context of the neighborhood, and I don't think the photographs really do it justice. So I echo your comments about if there's an ugly building in the adjacent property, it doesn't necessarily disqualify the property itself. So we are tasked with evaluating the property itself and not the context, nor are we evaluating future uses of the property. So I would vote to vote for the determination as an HCM.
Jeremy, do you have any comment?
I agree with the comments that have just been made.
Okay. I do also. I think, as I said before, we don't have the privilege of being able to find the best of the best. We need to evaluate things as they come forward to our commission and look at how they relate to the findings. So do I have a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to move that the N.F. Stokes residence at 1905 Grace Avenue be designated a historic monument and accept the staff report.
A second.
Roll call.
Commissioner Milovsky?
Yes.
Commissioner Kennard?
Yes.
Commissioner Irvine?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Motion is carried.
One more before lunch break?
Sure.
Which one? Which one more? Okay. Which one more?
Oh, do we have anything backing up to us?
Food is there.
Not that I have left. That's
right. Oh,
one more.
Okay.
Okay, please exit.